Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is deliberately targeting civilians, even as world leaders gather in Washington for talks with U.S. President Donald J. Trump. Speaking before his departure, Zelensky said that Russians are deliberately killing people, particularly children. As of now, he said, 7 people have been killed in Kharkiv, the youngest a girl just a year and a half old. In Zaporizhia, missile strikes injured 20 and killed 3. And in Odessa, there was a deliberate strike on an energy facility owned by an Azerbaijani company, he said. Zelensky stressed that Moscow was fully aware that the Washington summit is underway, in his words, to address the end of the war. Along with Ukraine, the leaders of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, the European Union and NATO will participate. Everyone seeks dignified peace and true security, he said. Zelensky earlier said it was crucial that both Europe and the United States remain supportive of Ukraine.
It's very important that you are with us and that we speak to America and we speak together. And it's important that Washington is with us.
Yet there was also a war of words between Ukraine and neighboring Hungary on Monday. Hungary's Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó accused Kiev of striking a Russian oil pipeline that supplies Hungary, calling it outrageous and unacceptable. He warned that Ukraine depends on Hungarian electricity. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha immediately fired back on social media, telling him, "Peter, it is Russia, not Ukraine, who began this war and refuses to end it. Hungary has been told for years that Moscow is an unreliable partner. Despite this, Hungary has made every effort to maintain its reliance on Russia. You can now send your complaints and threats to your friends in Moscow," he said. The sharp exchange highlights deep divisions in Europe as Washington hosts a high-stakes summit. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.